This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Everything good, Ben?
What are you talking about?
Working out a kink in your jaw there?
Just, I hadn't done my mouth exercises.
Your Gina, Lola, Brigida.
I still like to get those done. I just didn't do them on the drive-in today. Oh, excuse me, everyone.
Everything all right?
I just had to
pop your mic.
Press this thingadera down.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Thingadera?
It's not a real word.
Totally. That's a thing.
It's a...
Absolutely.
Modified
PC.
Version of a word that I like to say.
Like,
anyway, how are you?
Don't feed a fed horse. So good. Great. It's going to be another one of those epic weeks.
I believe that.
Yeah. No, it's already, I mean, today's off to a great start. And,
why?
Just awesome. Nothing's gone wrong so far.
Oh, okay.
Knock wood.
Great.
Just everyone seems to be happy and...
Well...
That's it. It's
good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I got a surf in. I got to watch my daughter play baseball.
Oh, fun.
I did a ton of chores. Yeah. I mean, a ton of chores. Like curse word amounts of chores.
Well, that's what weekends are for.
Yeah.
Let's get some chores done. Well, you guys moved back into the house yet?
No, that's hopefully Wednesday.
Oh.
There's something being tended to today.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe tomorrow. There's a little bit of a... I don't even want to talk about it because it has nothing to do with All Natural Stone. They provided great product. And the guy who does my work is excellent.
Yeah.
But the backsplash has a couple of things that need tidying up.
Mm-hmm.
The missus was like, what's that? Do you see that? I'm like, wink, blink, blink. I don't know if I do or not.
Listen, you know, the fact is that when she found something that wasn't what she wanted, All Natural Stone went, no problem.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even them. It's the person who did the work, who I hired on my own.
Oh.
The guy who has been, Kirk Adney's been doing my work for a while.
Yes. Well, you're a good customer and he wants to keep you happy.
You bet. So anyway, that's going to be done today and tomorrow. And I think we're all back together Wednesday. The sink's in.
The band's back together. The faucet.
Faucet.
The sink's been in.
I feel like that's all the same thing, but okay. My wife does the same thing when I say that.
Yeah. It's all right.
Why
the sink
you?
The sink is working.
Whatever,
that's
all the
good.
Stuff. It's just almost done and I'm looking forward to it.
Wednesday it is. The band's back together.
On one hand, it's been very quiet at night.
Yeah.
On the other, it's just two separate places, two things to clean.
Yeah.
The weekend came and I went over there and everyone's in one. It's tight.
It's a tight little spot. But you have it, and that's what's, you know, listen, a kitchen remodel is one of the most, just jacks everything.
Like it's hard.
You don't even realize how much you use your kitchen until you actually can't use it. And then it's like, now, well, what do I do with, where do I, how do I?
And yet, it looks incredible.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait till you guys move into it and mess it up. Those are the pictures I want to see.
Uh-huh. Well, we're going to do that.
See how it performs.
Don't you worry. Something about kids, they ruin everything.
Yeah, you can't have nice things.
They ruin.
Don't even try. I don't know
everything.
Why you're trying. I don't know why you redid your thing before they move out.
There was a point, I know, right?
Right.
Well, there, you know, when we moved into this house, there was carpet there that was awful.
Yeah. You should have left it.
I tried to leave it. The missus was like, I can't live in their filth.
Yeah.
And I go, but the kid, it's going to get destroyed. Why bother? Let's ruin it for 10 years. And then
save our money and then totally redo the house. Yeah, nobody can live like that. Only dudes, and only really in theory. You would have been bummed too.
I wouldn't have.
You would have.
I can live with a dirty floor.
That's true. You did live with dirty floors in the past. Just paint the floor. What?
That's not what
so
I want.
So what? That it's a rug.
Anyway, yeah, we're hopefully done this week, but the kids are messy, so there's no question that you'll get that picture of a destroyed kitchen immediately.
Yeah, I can't wait for the.
I grabbed
kitchen.
This blanket.
Oh no!
It's my blanket.
The
blanket
blankets.
That my well, it's not even that. It's the blanket my mom crocheted for me.
Oh, so it's basically a family heirloom.
I guess I pull it over me, and there's like this moist, clumpy thing.
Oh no!
Which turns out it was the morning's oatmeal had somehow gotten into the blanket.
Oh!
And I'm like, oh God! I mean, oatmeal was.
Like someone hid their oatmeal in there.
Well, it was better that it was that than what the alternate, if you can imagine
sure.
what might, that might all
could
also
this
be
barf?
Or poo.
Could this be cat poo?
Oh, no, that wouldn't have been cat. It would have been baby.
Yeah. Mm. Delightful. Cream crap, I believe you call that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff that gets away. Anyway, just kids. They
yeah,
ruin stuff.
They do.
Right.
It's true.
And themselves.
Sure.
I was watching my daughter.
It's their job. It's your
the
job
youngest
to keep
one them. During baseball. I took her over to the park, and she's playing, and she's fearless, and she's charging, and I'm like, God, she's so rad. She's on her knees at one point, and she goes to reach for the step that she's gonna try and go up, misses, and clunks her freaking forehead on it like
oh,
someone
boy.
Threw her at it.
Mm.
She just missed, and all that momentum went right into the. And there's that quiet period where you're like,
three,
oh God,
two,
she's okay,
one.
Right? And wah! Then the explosion, and I just went, oh, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
So I brought a screaming kid back to the baseball field where mom was napping.
Napping?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh.
What, like she brought a
you
lounge chair?
You don't remember
chair to...
needing to nap? Any moment that came,
I don't remember. I don't remember ever being able to nap at the baseball practice.
Oh, well, she can.
Mm, that's good that she's you know equipped to.
She'll get 20 wherever she can.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I ruined the kid. She's got a nice knot above her eye right now.
Oh boy, you didn't ruin her.
It wasn't me. I was just standing there.
Yeah, right. That's a problem. Kids, they do it to themselves.
Right. Anyway,
it's true.
So, yeah, that's me. There's my weekend. How about you? Tell me tales of partying and nudity and sex.
We had a great weekend.
Uh-huh.
Dinner with some friends on that we haven't seen for a while on Friday, so that was really fun. Saturday, just hung out. Actually, so, you know, we've got that studio going.
Oh, yeah. How many albums did you pump
cut
out?
None yet. You know, who knew it was going to take so long to wire this thing? I mean, it's like...
Why does it?
I don't know. Don't ask me. The guy's been in there every day for 2 weeks. So tomorrow, though, we're cutting, I think, 4 Johnny Pods. Johnny Mosley does a podcast.
Oh, you just do 4 in a row, huh?
Well, you do what you can while you got him. The guy is like, he's like an eel. Like, even sometimes we'll be booked and we're ready to go and we need to cut more episodes and he just slithers away like, oh, I can't do it that day.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, no, this is not. But it's your.
It sounds like a lot of work for you.
It is a lot of work for me. It is. A lot of work for me, a lot of work for Brim. Not that much work for Johnny. It's weird how
he
Johnny's
rolls
podcast
in,
is.
Throws down.
Says, what do you got
up.
For me, Sarah? And I'm like, wait, hold on. Is this my podcast?
I think it is.
This is my podcast starring Johnny Mosley.
Uh huh. Good for you.
So, yeah. So tomorrow is going to be the first thing that we physically record in that studio.
I hope so.
We hope so. That is, well, if they, I don't know what we'd do if it wasn't. Everything's gone out of the other place. So, so we lugged furniture and figured out how things were going to get wired. And we got a lot of it done over the weekend on Saturday. And then we went, oh, you know what we watched? Which we wound up having to buy.
Parasite.
No.
That was your homework.
I don't know.
Oh,
I'll get to that
God.
At some point. We'll see.
I cannot believe you didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Okay. Please tell me you watched Jojo Rabbit.
No. I watched Knives Out, which is a, it's like
that's
a,
in theaters.
Yeah, I just, we bought it for $20. I figured, you know, we totally rationalize it because usually it's like what, $4.99 for a rental or $5.99.
Oh, I buy them all the time, yeah. And I never watch stuff twice. But I, my rationalization is, we're stuck here because of that baby.
Yeah.
We would go out and see a movie and spend way more,
way
so
more.
Let's just get it.
And that's what we did. We sat there. That was the one everybody wanted to watch. And I'm like, who cares? Buy it.
Right.
Who cares? Just buy the thing. $20. It's so much less money than really doing anything else in the world.
Right. Leaving the house alone.
Leaving the house is $20.
Crossing the bridge is $10.
Oh.
You'd already have spent that into the city to do anything.
Exactly.
And then forget trying to park. You just, you'll circle and then go back.
Right. You'll be like, forget it.
We just spent $10 circling.
Yeah. And whatever gas money.
Right. Anyway, your review of Knives Out.
Really, really good. I, you know, it, as it started, there was some danger that I was going to fall asleep because it was 7:30 on a Saturday night. So why wouldn't I? And but no, it was it's my kind of movie. I love kind of a weird whodunit.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the new Blade Runner, the one with Ryan Gosling? Is that the guy who played it? Well, there's an AI girl in that, kind of like a, I don't know what she is. She's a hologram, I guess. And she's stunning. She's the most beautiful girl ever. And I've been looking for her in other stuff, like, oh, that girl's going to get some work. That girl's beautiful. And so she's the main character in this. And I was like, oh, my God, it's her. It's the girl. From
the nameless AI character from Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. She's like, I mean,
most stunning lady of all time.
She's just so, she's it for me. She looks like Sally Field in her heyday. Like that kind of cuteness, but with this adorable.
You like them rail thin and slutty. What?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, like the super cute, like she could be a modern day Gidget, you know? Like she's really pretty. So she plays Martha, who's like the main character in this new, in Knives Out. She's just so good. She's really good at crying on command. Like her eyes are wet the whole time. Like she keeps having to cry.
Wow.
Is this the girl?
No.
All right.
Oh,
no.
Boy. That's,
look at Knives
you don't
Out,
have to be
main
mean
character.
About it. Jeesh.
No, that's a blonde chick. She didn't look anything like Sally Field.
Doesn't matter. I mean, maybe she dyed her hair. That's,
no, that's
what
not
is it?
Her.
Is it called Blade Runner 2049?
Yes, that's what it's called.
All right.
Do you see
what's
it?
What's her name of the thing?
Martha.
That is her. She's just wanted this picture.
Click that.
This right here, this Martha girl.
Is it this girl from Blade Runner, by the way?
Let me see. I'm going to look this chick up.
Ana de Amas?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that's
right
the girl I looked up.
Ana de Amas?
Sarah?
She's blonde?
In real life, yeah.
Let me look at that again. Let me see that again.
See, look, that's all her. That's her. That's her.
You know who she kind of looks like to me?
Who?
Miranda Kerr.
Yeah.
Model.
She does kind of look
she's
like her.
Kind of a little tiny pixie face.
Yes.
Thing.
Yeah. Let me see the blonde picture again. I don't recognize her as that at all.
All right.
Wow, well, she's like a bombshell in real life.
I understand your...
There she is. That's her. That's
your attraction
girl.
To her.
Yeah.
That's my girl. Yeah, good
she's
one.
Beautiful. She's so adorable.
All right.
Oh, she's unrecognizable when she's blonde. It's like she's a totally different person. Like, who's that? I had no idea. Anyway, it's really good. And
right.
Then Sunday, I made two beautiful purses, and then we went for a bike ride, and I actually had a beer.
I saw that on John's activity. You guys, he went on like 7 miles or something.
Yeah.
It was four first.
Well,
and then
they ride electric bikes.
Yeah, it's an electric bike.
I mean, they're getting a lot of help.
Cheat.
You know what is awesome for me is, so me and John are on electric bikes. Specialized, big up, Carmella. Woo!
Specialized makes a good electric bike.
They do. So we are on, you know, it's a really long ride. I mean, it's not a really long ride, but it's sort of a long ride if you're not on an electric bike.
Right.
Just ask my brother and sister-in-law.
Ah!
The whole time we're going, and I'm like bundled up. I got like a fur thing around my, because it's windy and cold and it's getting toward evening and I got my gloves on and everything. And I'm like, woo, it's freezing out
and
here.
And you just had a beer.
Well, this is on the way there.
Oh.
And so I hadn't had my Bia yet. So we're riding, and I'm like, oh, it's chilly. Meanwhile, every 30 feet, my sister-in-law is stripping something. She's like, oh, my God, I'm sweating. And she's like in a tank top by the time we get to this place. She's got to put it all back on because she's, you know, actually doing physical activity. I'm like, wow, that's Hard work.
One of my buddies who works for Specialized has been trying to talk me into getting the electric mountain bike.
Oh.
And I keep telling him, Holmes, I'm fat. I need the work.
You still get a little, exercise. And you can turn it off.
The whole point. Now, why have that kind of machinery if you're just going to, plus, when it gets really hard, fat people like myself go, this is too hard. Click.
Yep.
Oh, just look at me riding right. I need the workout. That's what I need. So I'm not going that route. But I do understand for the street purposes, if you're riding regularly as transpo,
yeah,
that is a nice
it's lovely
thing to have.
It's like hills aren't even there.
Right.
Just, oh, look, a hill. Let's put it in turbo.
But for mountain biking, at least for me, I see them. Guys are using them. People, well, I listen, should say, are using them.
If I ever go mountain biking with you, I'll get an electric one, all and right. then I'll be able to keep up.
You won't want to.
You're right.
You won't want to keep. You know what's weird? So my wife can sprint up a hill faster than you can. I mean, she leaves me.
Yes.
And I'll even pass. I'll finally get to someone who's like parked and eating lunch, and I'll be like, see a lady go. They're like, oh, yeah, that was a while ago. But, yeah, that's my person. She's 25 minutes ahead of me by the time I get up there.
Yeah. Oh, so you're riding your bike and she's just...
No, she's riding her bike, too.
Oh.
She's like a sprightly little thing. And
she gets all the way up.
You can't believe it. I actually have said to her, you know, hey, we're not in a race. And she's like,
oh, life's a race for
she
Christina.
Can't hear me. She's gone. She's already gone.
Yeah.
Hey!
I'm busy.
Anyway, my point is, she can't go down, though.
Oh, why?
Which I think might be because she's scared.
Oh, right, because there you are looking down. Like it.
She'll go down, but she'll get to spots where I'm like, just hold on to your handlebars. You're fine. And she'll get off and walk it down. Like, oh, you're so fast. Mrs. Speedy. Going up,
yeah.
Going down.
Well, you gotta have something to taunt her since she just dusted you on the way up. Because you gotta have.
You can't believe I'm not exaggerating. You can't believe how bad she strips my manhood and leaves it lying on the ground.
Yeah, but you can go down and she can't.
You know, I don't know what to say about that though. I feel like all you have to do
going
is
down's
hold
important,
on.
You know. Sure.
But you think you'd be able to do that, like steep spots, just go down them? Or do
I
feel like, oh, no.
Well, you know, I will say this. I don't know. I don't do a lot of downhill rocky biking. But I've ridden horses up some pretty and down pretty precarious stuff where you just have to trust the horse to do it.
Right.
You go, all right, buddy, good luck. I'll just sit up here. The reins are loose. You pick your way down. This, you know, just... I'm going to try and not get in your way. So maybe I would.
Maybe you would. You
know, I don't know. Is she afraid of heights?
She is. Yes. But I'm afraid
of
heights in terms of. I mean,
has a healthy fear of heights, I hope.
I can get. I don't trip out on just anything.
Right.
But I wouldn't hang comfortably on the outside of this window here.
No. Oh, no.
For any period of time.
Nobody. Right.
I could go out there for a second if I had to.
That's called healthy self-preservation. And only if there was like a strap around the middle of me and I was hooked to the wall back here. I couldn't possibly fall.
Anyway, listen to this for a second.
I'm ready.
Because it's not an official movie review. I haven't even finished it. But I put on something called Jojo Rabbit.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
I have not.
I started watching it last night, actually. And I got halfway through. But it's really good.
It's supposed to be epic.
Yeah.
It is so effing good, and I can't believe that I didn't hear that from enough people or accept that review. I think Hitler things come with sort of a, haven't we seen it all already, and we know he's the worst villain of all times, and blah, 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 right?
There's worse people. He just gets a lot of, like, credit.
Right. Well, I mean, he did.
For his horribleness.
He's just a good villain in general, but in this case... He's one of the funniest guys you've ever met.
Oh, yeah. I've heard he's... I don't want to say too much about it, but I mean, I've heard some stuff about this movie that it's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just his... I agree with Vinny, though. Like, the whole Hitler character. some of the things he's
Are we
doing,
softening toward Hitler, or
no,
is this just
the
way
thing.
It's portrayed?
No, he's an awful person.
Oh, okay.
But it's just the imaginary of... Like, because he's an imaginary friend of the kid.
Oh.
It's just... Yeah. It's just really funny the way his dialogue... everything.
When it was explained to me, I thought, you'd have to be insane to go here, politically correct speaking, mm-hmm. to have it be comedy with mm-hmm. a guy who's clearly despicable and yeah. They're making him likable in the weirdest way. But you just, when he comes onto the screen, he yeah. takes it over and you're ready for laughs and he delivers.
Does the guy who play him really look like him too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know who plays that role.
Me either.
But whoever did it masterfully. Mm. So anyway, I didn't finish it. And did ScarJo win?
No, she was nominated for supporting actress in that movie.
She's great too.
Yeah. Well, like, she is actually a great actress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's great in it. Mm. So anyway, there's just a.
Yeah, we'll have to watch. That actually, it came up. It was one of the options that we had this past weekend. And we went up with Knives Out, which is Daniel Craig playing this weird. He's almost like a F. Scott Fitzgerald style character. Like he's a great Gatsby. Oh, well, I don't know about that kind of a thing that you've got going on. Oh, Lord, I don't. I mean, it's really weird. And at first you're like, no, that's James Bond. Then he just owns it. And you're just like, oh, my God, he becomes the greatest character.
Hmm.
It's really good. It's cute.
All right.
Oh, movies. They're fun.
All right.
It's good. I can already tell. It's going to be another one of those epic weeks.
I feel it.
Yeah. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. All right. KLC. KLC. HD1.
I have nothing
San
to add
Francisco.
To that.
Sarah and Vinny Al's morning show. We feel it coming. Vinny will be singing that later today. And he does a solo song. And now it's Post Malone.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.